From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said he expects the tourism sector to reduce economic inequality, in line with the 2021 World Tourism Day's theme of Tourism for Inclusive Growth. As quoted by Antara, he remarked at the National Coordination Meeting of the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry on Monday, the tourism sector in Indonesia experienced a strong decline in the last 2 years as social restrictions were enforced due to the soaring number of COVID-19 cases. He explained foreign tourist arrivals in Indonesia dived by 75% in 2021. Meanwhile, in the period from January to July 2021, the number fell up to 80%. Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir has launched the hashtag Girls Take Over program to promote women's leadership and gender equality. The minister said the program, which will assign 6 millennials to carry out the duties of the SOE's minister for a day, is being organized by the Forum Human Capital Indonesia and the Planned International Indonesia Foundation as part of a grand strategy for the transformation of human capital. As quoted by Antara, he remarked during the hashtag Girls Take Over press conference on Monday, he welcomes this program as this is also positive for the grand strategy for the transformation of SOE's human capital as well as for women's leadership. The number of new investors in this capital market increased by around 2.3 million during the pandemic to bring the total to 6.1 million investors. It was said by member of the Financial Services Authority or OJK Board of Commissioners for Consumer Education and Protection, Tirta Segara, during an online discussion originating from Jakarta on Monday. He also said this is based on a single investor identification owned by investors. He said the new investors in the capital market mostly belong to the millennial group, especially Generation X and Generation Y. Therefore, he added the momentum of the high productive age participating in the capital market as well as any economic activity must be utilized to the maximum. The Indonesian Communication and Informatics Ministry and the Mimika District Government are coordinating the provision of work and refreshment facilities for reporters covering the 20th Papua National Sports Week or PON. The facility is managed by the Ministry's Communications and Informatics Office in Mimika District, as well as the Public Relations Protocol Bureau of the Mimika District Secretariat. It was said by Deputy Coordinator of the 20th Papua PON Media Center for Mimika District, Indri Aprilia, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Meanwhile, Project Manager of the Media Center, Yuri Maulana, informed the facility has workstations for 35 to 40 people and is equipped with 10 computers with an internet connection speed of up to 300 megabytes per second and a color printer. Now we move to the international news. Britain will begin talks on Tuesday with the 11 members of the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP, to join the pact it regards as important part of its future post-Brexit trade plans. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the CPTPP trade pact removes 95% of tariffs between its members, namely Japan, Canada, Australia, Vietnam, New Zealand, Singapore, Mexico, Peru, Brunei, Chile, and Malaysia. Other members of the pact have already met to discuss Britain's application, but Tuesday's virtual meeting will see British attendance at the CPTPP's UK accession working group, chaired by Japan for the first time. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said on Monday Greece has been in talks with France to boost their defense alliance as Athens seeks to build up its armed forces. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, after finalizing a €2.5 billion agreement with long-standing ally France for the purchase of 18 Dassault-made Rafale fighter jets last year, Mitsotakis said this month that Greece would buy another 6 Rafale jets from Paris. France had been also expected to put in proposals to supply new frigates to Athens. We end the news with Afghanistan's banking system, which is near to collapse. Sheikh Musa Kalim Al-Falahi, the chief executive of the Islamic Bank of Afghanistan, said the country's financial industry is in the grip of an existential crisis as customers panic. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, Sheikh Musa, speaking from Dubai, where he is temporarily based because of the chaos in Kabul, that there's huge withdrawals happening at the moment. He added, only withdrawals are happening, most of the banks are not functioning and not providing full services. Afghanistan's economy was already on shaky ground even before the Taliban took control in August. Well, listener, that was the news.
September 29 is commemorated as the World Heart Day. This commemoration is based on the commitment of the world's leaders in 2012. They are committed to reducing global death from non-communicable disease or NCDs by 25% in 2025. Cardiovascular disease accounts for nearly half of all deaths from non-communicable disease. This is what makes the cardiovascular disease number one killer in the world. According to the www.world-heart-federation.org, every year, about 18.6 million people die from cardiovascular disease. World Heart Day aims to remind the global community to participate in activities to maintain the health of their hearts and that of others. This year's commemoration, with the theme Use Heart to Connect, calls on everyone to ensure that they and those people around them have the best chance to have a healthy heart. In Indonesia, based on the data of Basic Health Research 2018, at least 15 out of 1,000 individuals in Indonesia suffer from cardiovascular disease. Quoting the Antara News Agency on Monday, Head of Communication and Promotion of the Indonesian Heart Foundation, Mela Sabina, in a press conference on Monday said that heart disease is now experienced not only by old people, but also many young people. The high prevalence of heart disease in Indonesia is mostly caused by an unhealthy lifestyle. Heart disease is also one of the impacts felt by victims exposed to COVID-19. A study was conducted by researchers from Germany who examined the condition of 100 patients recovering from COVID-19 and published in JAMA Cardiology. Of the 100 people studied, 78 people showed signs of heart complications and 60 people experienced myocardial inflammation of the heart muscle. Thereby, it is very important for every individual to understand heart disease in a bid to be able to do prevention as early as possible and provide the best treatment. Preventive measures, such as doing regular exercise for at least 30 minutes a day and eating foods low in salt and fat, can be fortress for them and their family members to avoid cardiovascular disease. Of course, understanding and more serious attention to heart disease will make each individual more protective of themselves, their families and communities to have a healthy heart. Because everything that starts from the heart will reach the heart. The attention given wholeheartedly can make the people around us have a healthy heart. Happy World Health Day, and may our hearts always be healthy. I'll begin today in history with September 28, 1928, when Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin. Sir Alexander Fleming is a Scottish scientist who succeeded in discovering penicillin, which is a type of antibiotic produced by the fungus Penicillium notatum, on September 28, 1928. The substance can be used to kill many types of bacteria that are harmful to human body. Together with Ernst Chain and Howard Florey, Fleming received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1945. Moving on to September 28, 1945, when Indonesian Railway Day occurred. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence on August 17, 1945, employees of the railway company who were members of the Angkatan Muda Kereta Api or AMKA took over the power of the railways from Japan. On September 28, 1945, the reading of the statement of position by Ismail and a number of other AMKA members confirmed that from that day, on the power of the railways was in the hands of the Indonesian people, so that Japan had no right to interfere in railway affairs in Indonesia. This underlies the stipulation of September 28, 1945 as Indonesian Railways Day. Now the state company is named PT KAI. I'll end today in history with September 28, 2007, when the World Rabies Day is initiated. World Rabies Day was initiated by the Alliance for Rabies Control and the United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention in 2007. This activity was later supported by the World Health Organization, WHO, World Organization for Animal Health, OIE, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. A non-profit organization called the Global Alliance for Rabies Control later became the coordinator of World Rabies Day. The day is observed to increase public awareness of the prevention and control of the rabies. The goal is to make the world free of rabies by 2030. September 28 was chosen to coincide with the death date of Louis Pasteur, a microbiologist who developed a rabies vaccine and applied it to humans in 1885. We'll be right back.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia Retno Marsudi, along with U.S. counterpart Secretary of State Antony Blinken, chaired the Asian-U.S. ministerial meeting in New York, USA on Thursday. This Asian-U.S. ministerial meeting was the third in the last 3 months and was held in a hybrid way. The ministers of foreign affairs of the United States, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Singapore, and Vietnam were present in person in New York, while the foreign ministers of other Asian member countries attended virtually from their respective countries. This meeting discussed three agendas: the COVID-19 pandemic, regional security, and Asian-U.S. cooperation. Meanwhile, in Indonesia's national statement, Minister Retno Marsudi highlighted the issue of global vaccine inequality, which was the concern of the majority of countries at the 76th UN General Assembly. Currently, some countries have excess vaccine, while others lack them. It should also be marked that the dose-sharing mechanism, including through the COVAX facility, was the fastest way to overcome this inequality. In addition, Minister Ratna Marsudi appreciated the United States' commitment conveyed at the Global COVID-19 Summit to donate an additional 500 million vaccine for low- and middle-income countries and expand vaccine productions in developing countries. Minister Ratna Marsudi further stated that this decision is a reflection of the United States' commitment to vaccinating the world and is expected to be a good model for other developed countries. This decision also provides an opportunity for developing countries to become a part of the global vaccine supply chain. Minister Ratna Marsudi added that the Asian-US partnership must be able to contribute to efforts to strengthen global health resilience. This can be done by strengthening the global health architecture and developing new mechanisms to mobilize global health resources. Regarding vaccine discrimination that continues to occur, Minister Ratna Marsudi expressed Indonesia's concerns. She perceived that discrimination is actually counterproductive to efforts to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Ratna Marsudi also emphasized that all countries must contribute to stability and peace. In the regional context, she does hope that the United States and all Asian partners could cooperate to implement the Asian outlook on the Indo-Pacific.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整卷佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
satu bahasa kita.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we introduce you to a tourist village in Papua, namely Kampung Yoboi. It is located in Sentani district of Jayapura Regency. Kampung Yoboi is a unique village because it is located on Lake Sentani, or floating on Lake Sentani. 90% of the buildings are on Lake Sentani. This tourist village has complete tourist attractions, ranging from natural beauty, cultural arts, to educational tour. To get to Kampung Yoboi, you have to cross Lake Sentani from Kalkote Pier. It takes about 20 minutes to arrive at Yoboi village. Meanwhile, Lake Sentani is located 50 kilometers from the downtown Jayapura. During the trip, you will enjoy views of the green hills that frame Lake Sentani. The attraction of Kampung Yoboi Tourist Village is Sago Tree Tour. This tourist village is famous for its sago palms that grow in a 1,600-hectare forest. In the forest, tourists can find more than 20 types of sago, which are the most common types of sago in Indonesia. You can trek along 420 meters of sago trees there. In addition to sago tree trekking, tourists can also take part in various cultural festivals, including Sago Caterpillar Festival, Ella Festival or Hunting Forest Animals, and Lake Sentani Festival. Listener, riding a boat and circling the lake are fun experiences. You can rent an outboard motorboat or speedboat at the pier of Kalkote Beach or Yahim Beach Pier. Rental prices are based on the deal, depending on the purpose and duration of using the rented boat. Besides traveling around the lake by motorboat, you can also swim or fish in this tourist area. Don't forget to buy a number of creative economy products in this tourist village, including ice cream made from sago, sago flour, and roasted sago. Kampung Yoboi Tourist Village also has Papuan batik, bags made of plaited sago leaves, and curtains made of sago fruit. If the situation is getting better and you can travel again, make Kampung Yoboi Tourist Village your next tourist destination. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sequa chapa.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment in Voice of Indonesia's program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesia or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Guidance and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Indo Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is still about layanan pesan antar. Layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Mohon Menunggu. Mohon Menunggu, or please wait. Kevin is calling the restaurant to complain because the food he received does not match his order. The restaurant waitress asked him to wait.
Mohon menunggu, akan kami buatkan sesuai pesanan.
Baik, saya akan menunggu.
After listening to the conversation, following are phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely mohon menunggu, which means please wait. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Mohon, mohon, which means please. Menunggu, menunggu, which means wait. Akan, akan, which means will. Kami, kami, which means we. Buatkan, buatkan, which means make. Sesuai, sesuai, which means according to or appropriate. Pesanan, pesanan, which means order. Anda, anda, which means you. Mohon menunggu, which means please wait. Akan kami buatkan sesuai pesanan Anda. Akan kami buatkan sesuai pesanan Anda, which means we will make according to your order. Baik, saya akan menunggu. Baik, saya akan menunggu, which means okay, I will wait. Apakah pesanan saya sudah siap? Apakah pesanan saya sudah siap? Which means, is my order ready? 10 menit. 10 menit, which means 10 minutes. Bapak di mana? Bapak di mana? Which means, where are you, sir? Sebentar lagi sampai. Sebentar lagi sampai, which means coming soon. In the conversation, you heard the expression mohon menunggu, which means please wait. In that expression, the waiter asked Kevin to wait for the appropriate order. The word mohon, mohon, which means beg or please, is to respectfully ask the other person for doing something. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of the expression asking for doing something respectfully. Apakah pesanan saya sudah siap? Apakah pesanan saya sudah siap? Which means, is my order ready? Mohon menunggu 10 menit lagi. Mohon menunggu 10 menit lagi, which means please wait 10 more minutes. Halo, Bapak di mana? Saya sudah menunggu. Halo, Bapak di mana? Saya sudah menunggu, which means hello, where are you, sir? I've been waiting. Sebentar lagi sampai, mohon menunggu. Sebentar lagi sampai, mohon menunggu, which means coming soon, please wait. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen for the example of a conversation one more time.
Mohon menunggu, akan kami buatkan sesuai pesanan.
Baik, saya akan menunggu.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Serba kamu, aku mau makan. Ku ingat kamu.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kutujukan Laguku by Detri. This song was first popularized by Hasnah Tahar in around 1950s with the Malay orchestra Om Bukit Siguntang. Previously, the title of the song was Senyum, but as time went by, the title changed among the people to Kutujukan Laguku. This Malay song tells the story of a person who composes a love song for his missing lover. Well, listener, here is the song Kutujukan Laguku by Detri. Enjoy!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.